92.3 Classic Country WJMS. Rod, I tell you, good thing you guys don't know what we're talking about off the air here, Rod.
Is this working?
Not for long if you keep talking. Well, it is 92.3 Classic Country, and we are here with Rod Halverson and a very special guest who flew all the way from South Bend to come up here just to be on our show.
South Bend, probably my second most favorite cities in the United States. Do you know why, Joe? Dun, 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 yeah. Dun, dun. Notre Dame Irish.
Yeah, that's your team, huh?
Football.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball, but more football.
Hey, just for listeners, he likes the Yankees too, so.
I have some faults.
Yeah.
One. Anyway.
All right.
Let's get our special guest on the air. We are proud to have Wakefield native Dylan Makala working in the Chicago Cub organization, reason I brought up South Bend. He is working with the South Bend Cubs. And Dylan, welcome to the station today. Glad you could make it home. Your flight was delayed, but you got here.
It was. All right. Thank you for having me. But yeah, it was only delayed like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, but we got here in one piece, and here we are, Michigan.
So we found out the flight attendant wasn't there. There wasn't a plane problem.
Yeah, you know, the announcer, you know, over the speaker, he goes, you know, we're in a delay with our flight. And I was like, well, usually it's the weather. And I'm like, it's perfectly sunny, you know, 85, 90 degrees. Go up and I said, like, why is the flight delayed? He goes, oh, the flight attendant's not here yet. I'm like, okay, like, that's, you know, the plane's working, weather's nice, just can't get my can of Coca-Cola Zero. So
okay. All right, so I knew Dylan in high school because he was playing sports for Wakefield Marinesco Cardinals. And then what year did you join Marty's Golden Airs? 2019?
I'd say it was when I was like, what, 15 or 16? 16, so like 2016, 2017,
okay.
Sometime in there.
You were a sophomore in high school?
Sophomore, yeah.
Okay.
Sophomore, yeah.
Yeah, and that's where he came on the scene, and he was a snare drummer. Of course, I was on cymbals, and he was just a cool kid back then, and he still is. It's just I've known him. I've seen him grow up a little bit here, and graduated in 2020 from Wakefield Marinesco. Went on to Northern Michigan. You had a passion for sports medicine.
Yeah, sports medicine, athletic training. Yep.
All right.
That's right.
So you went to Northern for?
I started at GCC, went there for 1 year, got some of my basics done. Then I transferred out, and then I was at Northern for the 5 years left, got my master's, and now we're in the baseball world.
So last summer you were down in Dominican Republic.
Yeah, last summer I started all this baseball stuff with the Dominican Republic, with the Chicago Cubs and the DR in Boca Chica. Was there from May until middle of August. Went back to school, did my last year of school, and then now here I am in South Bend, Indiana.
Cool.
Home of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Oh, isn't that? We can talk about that today too.
No.
Every time I go past there, I just think about how Duke basketball runs that building.
Oh, ouch. I have to leave. Oh, my goodness.
He's going to have some good digs on you today.
I love firing. It. Or you're just going to sit there and listen.
Oh, yep. I'm loving this right now, yes.
Football, though, I mean, you got to join a conference for that, you know?
Well, you know, nobody wants them. They're too good.
Aren't you joining a conference, though? Or is that football or is that
basketball? They're in a conference, but yeah. Football, they're staying independent.
Yeah.
So when you were going to school in Marquette, Northern Michigan, how'd you get notified with the Cubs? How'd you get involved with the Cubs?
So essentially, like I said, this is my first year in grad school. There's a application for athletic trainers for professional baseball. It's called the PBATS. So you go through there, you know, it's like a standard questionnaire interview form, like, you know, your name, you know, they want your resume, what you've done, right. All your experiences. And then there's an option that gives you, like, choose your top three teams. So at that time, I chose, like, the Brewers.
Yankees.
Yankees. Could you let the gentleman speak, please?
Yankees. So I picked I put top three teams, like not in any order, just I based it basically off like location wise. Said like the Brewers, you know, because all their fleets are kind of close. Did the Brewers, the Twins, and then the Cubs. And at that time, you know, history, you know, we'll sleep that in the past.
Right.
And at that time, you know, I thought nothing of it. Then you also have the option to, like, pick, you know, all your information goes to, like, all the info, like, major league teams and minor league teams. You can select the box. Information goes all to those teams. That's the application process. And that was in November-ish, in that time frame. And then essentially, all you have to do is just wait for a phone call. So then fast forward until like January, early February, I was in class one day and I got a phone call from the Chicago number, and I thought it was like a telemarketer, you know, spam call. Like, I didn't answer it. I was like, okay, like, you know, I'm not going to pick this up. And then I get a text from the number saying like, hey, this is so-and-so with the Chicago Cubs. And I was like, you know, like, there's this, you know, there's just like, I don't know. So I called that number, and it was the Chicago Cubs organization that's like, hey, we're like, are you interested in like an interview, like for an athletic training internship? And I said like, yeah, like, I'd be really interested. So I went through the internship process with them, and they said, well, how would you like to go to the DR? And, you know, a little history here, you know, being from the UP, I knew no Spanish, you know, nothing like that. Never flew out of the country by myself or even flown by myself. And I said, like, yeah, like, I think it'd be a great opportunity. So finished school that one year, packed my bags, and flew out of Milwaukee to the Dominican Republic, and the rest is history.
You had good time down there. You got to meet some good people.
It was a great
and...
time, great people, great org. You know, players now, too, like I said, a lot of them are getting starting to get called now to, like, Arizona and, like, high or low-A baseball, Myrtle Beach with us. So
is that the lowest level of the Cubs organization?
It's, like, it is technically, but there's the DR, which is international. That's mostly your international prospects, you know, Dominican, Hispanic, Latino, anything like that. And then there's, like, the Arizona complex, which that is, like, they're kind of, like, the same level.
Okay.
But the Arizona complex is, like, your D1, D2, D3 athletes are getting drafted by us just in the States rather than going international and, yeah, international academies. But kind of the same thing, same schedules, but, yeah.
So I think the thing to remember, Joe, is we should start answering these spam calls because he answered his.
Yeah, definitely.
We don't know who's calling us.
We could be recruited for what, I don't know. Pickleball.
Doing Notre Dame football.
I can't at the camp.
Saturday afternoons.
I cannot waste my Saturday afternoons doing that.
So, you finished in Dominican Republic.
Yes,
you
did.
Come back to Marquette for your... You were working on your master's last year.
I was working on my master's, yep.
Okay. Yep. And you did good there, obviously.
Yeah, passed my board exam, and yep, that's... Yep.
And I remember talking to you, it was either you or your mother, during basketball season.
Not much of a difference. Mom, son,
right?
Don't remember who you talked to.
Were you there? I don't know. You were wavering. You had some decisions to make.
I did, yeah.
Yes, so, and we were talking about that. But
that was going into the season. Like I said, the first one, it was only the Cubs that called me, go to the DR. So I took that offer. Like I said, great time, great experience, great people. And then this cycle came around, and I got offer, you know, from the Cubs organization, going to South Bend, which is the high affiliate. And then I also got offer from the Kansas City Royals, and that would have been right in Kansas City.
Yeah, with the big boys.
With the big boys, you know, first name basis with Bobby Witt and Caglione. But I, like I said, I want the experience. Like, the Cubs organization's been great to me. I Chicago Cubs.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are listening, by the way.
Yeah.
The Cubs?
Tapped in right now.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Civic Media app.
Yes. That's right. You can get them all over the world.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, can I give a shout out to listeners in De Pere? I just did.
Go ahead. Of course you can.
Jeannie and Kevin.
It's your show.
Whatever. Jeannie and Kevin listening in De Pere, Wisconsin this morning on probably the Civic Media app. I don't think our signal goes down there on 590, but Civic Media that they're familiar with because I gave them all that information. So glad that they're listening.
Well, that's awesome. That is awesome. So good shout out to them. We're going to take a quick break here.
Okay.
And we're talking with Dylan and Rod. And we'll be back here in about a minute and a half on WJMS.
Avanti Home Healthcare.
Good morning. You're listening to 92.3 Classic Country. 25 past 9 o'clock. We're here with Rod Halverson and Dylan Makala.
Yes.
And Dylan is nice enough to fly in from the South Bend area.
All-Star week, right? That's why you have a couple days off?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
All-Star week, like I said. The All-Star break isn't like... Usually everyone's like, oh, it's like our halfway point. Which, in the major leagues, it's just over halfway. But with us, we only have... When I go back, we only have 7 weeks left. And then playoffs, because we clinched a playoff spot. So, you know, that could be an extra 2 to 3 weeks. So, 7 weeks, and then 8 with the playoffs and see how far we go.
And you're in the Midwest League. I read something about I did my research on the Cubs and the environment. What's the name of the baseball field?
Four Winds Field.
at McCoskey Stadium or something like that?
It's just, I think it's just Four Winds Field.
Okay.
Four Winds Field that
there's a stadium.
Yeah. The field, and there's like the actual stadium name. Yeah.
Right.
It's called Four Winds.
Yeah. Sounds like it's quite the experience going to a game.
It is. Like I said, usually, you know, like the weekday games, you know, it's, you know, the crowd's somewhat smaller, you know, weekdays, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, but then, you know, Friday, Saturdays, Sundays, the crowd's really showing up, like, especially because we were, the Midwest League is split into first halves. So they have a first half and a second half. The first half, we won the first half.
Okay.
So we clinched a playoff spot, and like the past like month, I mean, the crowd was really there, you know, support us, behind us. I mean, the crowd was, it was pretty good. But now the second half, we started the second half like 3 weeks ago. And I mean, we were just on the road for 2 weeks in a row. So I got to South Bend late on Sunday night. We were in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, going against the Twins affiliate.
Okay.
Got to South Bend at like midnight, did my laundry, and then here I am in Ironwood. So I haven't really had much of time in South Bend here in the second half, but yeah.
So you travel with the team?
Yep, travel with the team all the time, no matter where we go. Like I said, a lot of the travel, it is the Midwest League, so all Midwest teams, you know, Appleton, Beloit, Cedar Rapids. We go to like Grand Rapids. I think we have Midland, Michigan coming up, the Dodgers affiliate, the Great Lakes Loons. So yeah, basically all the Midwest, yeah.
I like some of the team names.
Say the Quad City, yeah. River Bandits.
Yes.
The Royals affiliate.
Lansing Lugnuts.
Lansing Lugnuts, yep.
Yep. Appleton,
Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
Wisconsin Timber. Yep. Yeah, there's some cool names.
Now, what is Duluth's team name?
They used to be the Dukes. Are they still the Dukes? I think they're the Dukes.
Sure.
I'm not sure what level that is.
I think they're Duluth Huskies. I think they are now. I think that's like summer ball. Like college players come up for like that, like 4 months span.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Just, yeah, college ball. And then, cause we the Cubs actually just signed someone from the. He played for the Duluth Huskies like a year or two ago. And then he was in, like, the American Baseball Association with the Milwaukee Milkmen.
Oh, yeah, there's another...
Yeah,
another
like that league, too, so yeah. Yep.
Mary Hitt goes to those games a lot.
The Milkmen.
Milwaukee Milkmen.
Milkmen.
Yeah.
So when you go on the road, let's say you guys go to Appleton, how long are you there? Three-game series?
So, the schedules for us, this is the part, usually it's, we get there on a Tuesday. We play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, you're there for almost a week.
Yeah, we're there for a six-game stand. You know, if things change, weather changes, you know, any cancellation, delays, you know, the doubleheader. But it's Tuesday through a Sunday, then go back to South Bend on a Sunday.
Now, there's a lot of local people from this area that live in that Appleton, Green Bay area. You in contact with them? Do you get to see them?
When we were in Appleton May 12th through, like, the 16th or 18th, whatever it was. Like I said, a lot of friends and family were there. People from like Northern came down.
Yes.
Saw my teachers and friends from there. So yeah, talked to a lot of people from there. Yeah.
It was
a good road trip for there.
Are you in the dugout or are you more like in the locker room?
I'm in the dugout, yeah.
Yep. All right. Yep. This is cool.
June,
this is
really cool. And sunflower seeds.
Oh yeah, well you gotta do that, right?
I have to. That's a requirement. Yes. Gatorade 2 in the water, got to.
Anything, Joel? I'll take a break if you have a question.
Oh.
Bring up.
I forgot what I was gonna bring up.
Huh? Giannis.
Oh, I will in a minute, but I do have a question. Yeah. We were talking beforehand a little bit, and if I got this right, so correct me if I don't. Some of the players that you met that are actually on the Cubs right now that have come down, do you have a few names you can drop?
Yeah, this is all public information. So a lot of guys I've worked with have been like pitchers and stuff like that. Yeah, I can't share like what I did with them, anything
that.
But there was like Matthew Boyd. He was there for a week trip. Matthew Boyd, another one I got talked to, like really talked to and like know. Jameson Taillon. Those are the two that I've gotten really close with and gotten to talk to. So
now Matthew Boyd actually pitched for the Tigers, I think.
Yeah, he came from the Tigers org, and then he was our opening day starter this year and also made the All-Star game last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now do you get called up, I mean, as the season goes on, because how long does your season run for?
So like for just like regular season games, like our actual season, like work season, starts in end of January, February in spring training. You know, everyone goes to the Arizona for the complex, you know, gets their reps in, their training in, you know, start working games and stuff. Then everyone goes to South Bend. We start in April. It's like the first week in April. And then we go all the way until September 6th. And then if you make playoffs, you know, then it's just, you know, the playoffs is weird for us. You know, like typically in the MLB, it's like, you know, you have your wild card, which is best of three.
Right.
Then it goes, you know, ALDS or NLDS, best of five, then 7-7. For us, the first round is best of three. But the first game, even like we won the first half, so we have home field advantage. Our first game, though, is on the road. So we go on the road for one game, then we go back to South Bend for two.
Oh.
So it's flipped around a little bit. Yeah, I mean, and right now it would be the way the standings are right now, we would actually be going to Appleton on a Tuesday, play one game against Appleton, then Thursday or right after the game or Wednesday morning, go back to South Bend, play two against, or hopefully one against Appleton because we're 2-0, sweep them hopefully, yeah. And then just see who keeps winning, then schedule be determined. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, you got a rugged schedule, though. A lot of traveling going on and stuff like that. But it's got to be just, I mean, you're a young man.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
energy.
Yeah, a lot of energy, a lot of traveling and stuff. And it's got to be a neat experience for you.
It is, like I said. Young guy, you know, getting this has been a dream of mine since I was, you know, sophomore, junior in high school. I've always wanted to do it. And like I said, the dream's a reality, and it's a great time, so.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to follow up on that. A lot of work, though.
School-wise, you know, had to get my undergrad, had to get my master's, and then also just had to pass my board exam to become a certified AT. And then, yeah, a lot of work.
All right. Well, we're talking with Dylan Makula and Rod Halverson here this morning, and it is time for the Swap Shop. 906-932-5999 is the number to call. We will keep chatting. And if you do have a call, though, and you want to get something to buy, sell, or trade, definitely give us a call, and we'll be happy to get you on the air. Once again, it's sponsored by Avante Home Care on WJMS.
So you said you were thinking about this back in as a sophomore. What drove you to that? Did you...
Like, I've always, like, you know, the way I've always approached it is, like, I've always liked baseball. I've always been big into the sports, but specifically, you know, as you know, baseball's been a big thing. And the way I looked at it, I said, I was never good enough to be one of the pro players, but I always said I want to be good enough to help one of them.
Okay.
And like I said, from there on, I just like got really big into sports medicine, and then, like I said, fast forward here, if you were to tell me a few years ago I would have been doing this, I don't know if I would have believed it, but here we are, so.
Yeah, I'm just sharing with Rod some of this gentleman got drafted from Ashland.
Yep.
To the Brewers.
Brewer system, yeah.
So it's kind of neat, you know, and to piggyback off of that and your story, I mean, it doesn't matter if you live in a small town.
Exactly.
You know?
That's right.
If you've got a dream and you want to do it and you got a passion for it, definitely. So it's a real cool story that you have. We're going to continue talking to you, but I think it's a really cool story. When Rod was telling me a little bit about it, I mean, he told me, you know, we're going to have you on and stuff like that. And I'm like, boy, I tell you. You just chased your dream.
That's right. That's right. It's always, like I said, my mother, you know, my mother really close. My mother always said, you know, if worst someone could tell you is no. You know, chase your dream, go for what you want. And I did. And, you know, like I said, South Bend, Indiana, home of Notre Dame, the Cubs, here we are.
There's only one person that can tell you no, and that's yourself.
That's right.
That's exactly true.
That is words of wisdom, Rod.
Isn't that something?
I'm getting emotional over here.
Start tearing up.
Yeah. We're going to have to take a break here. You're not going to hear much from Rod anymore, but switch tracks for a quick second here, because I've been wanting to ask this question because I found out you're a big Milwaukee Buck fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm a Bucks fan also, and my brother's a Bucks fan, and we've been following him for years. What do you think about the Giannis trade?
You know, at the time when it happened that night, I remember I was laying on the couch, and I got a couple phone calls that night, a couple from the ATs in Arizona, too. And I was angry about it. I was, you know, Giannis, you know, came in, drafted him, what, 2013?
Mm-hmm.
Changed our franchise, and, you know, he's the first Bucks jersey I got. And, you know, it hurt at first, but, you know, the past couple seasons, you know, it was back and forth. Like, I want to be here. I don't want to be here. We're building for the future. I think it was, I mean, it's sad to see him leave, but I think it was a good move for both parties. We're building for the future, four guys, a couple draft picks. We'll see. Well, ask me that question again in like 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll give you a real answer.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I was more disappointed, and I did love Giannis. Yes. I mean, watching him play, the man's phenomenal. He's probably going to go down in a lot of record books and stuff. But going to Miami, first of all, I don't like him anymore. going to the Heat, somebody I just...
I was hoping he went to the Western Conference or something.
Yeah.
But going to one of our rivals, we're going to see the playoffs. And yeah. Rod, I mean... Could be Boston and Miami. You could be going against them too now all the time.
Oh my gosh.
See, this isn't just us two now. Yeah. Like, yeah, you're in this now too.
You're in the mix.
Yeah.
You know.
You want to put that Giannis jersey on Swap Shop? You want to get rid of it?
Yeah, I only got about, I got, I think, almost like 5 or 6 Giannis jerseys.
I think you do.
Mine didn't make it past the fire pit. But no, but you know what? Honestly, I mean, I got a Bobby Portis jersey. And I'm thinking, why? Take someone else.
Exactly.
Take your brothers with you.
Exactly.
You know? Why are you taking Bobby Portis? He was kind of like the fire plug.
Got the crowd into the games and stuff. And was the, you know, get the momentum up, bud.
And he was like 18 points a game, rebounds, you know, some assists. Yeah. No, let's take Bobby Portis.
Take Bobby and Giannis and...
I don't know. Well, we'll see what remains. We got Tyler Hero.
Hey, Wisconsin guy.
I think he's Oak Creek, I think.
Somewhere
down in the Milwaukee.
Played for like Whitnall or something like that in high school.
Yeah, is that where? Okay, maybe it was Whitnall. Yeah. Okay.
Went to Kentucky.
Well, Rod, how are your Yankees doing?
They're moving back up. They're through their slump.
Didn't they lose like 9 in a row?
Well, they did. But no, they're going to win 9 in a row, and then losing 9 in a row is just going to be a trade-off. They'll be
Tigers
back and...
swept them?
Yeah, well, that's my Tigers did sweep them.
But what?
You have no explanation for that.
They'll come back. And you lose 9, you win 9. It doesn't mean anything. Baseball is so long.
It is.
That you lose 9 in a row, just come back and win 9 in a row, and you forget the bad parts. They'll be there. They're... climbing back up.
Yeah, we'll see.
You don't want to be in first place now because everybody's chasing you. You just want to be in the middle of the pack.
It's always bad to be the number one team in your division.
Until the very end. Then you do.
Yeah, don't ever want to be in first place.
No.
Because then everybody's fighting. Right. Everybody's chasing you.
I think that's the Yankees model too when they lost 9 in a row.
Can we switch?
Let's not be in first place, guys. Let's lose 9 in a row. We got to even this up a little bit.
Yeah. People are gunning for us if we're in first.
All right, back to the Cubs.
Okay.
All right. So when the Chicago Cubs need help, we talked about this before we went on the air, they'll come to South Bend for rehab?
So a lot of that, it depends on timeline injury-wise. Because Arizona, like the Arizona Complex, the guy was talking about, they also have like a rehab spot there for us. So, you know, any long-term injuries, you know, like 6 to 8 weeks time frame. Sometimes it could be like a 4 week injury. It could be like a 4 week injury, and they'll be like, "Oh, like you're gonna stay at your affiliate, or you're gonna stay in Chicago," or it could be the complete opposite. You know, they go through like the doctors, and they say like, "Oh, like Arizona, be there for 6 weeks to 8 weeks." So that is the big. It just depends for that. Yeah, but sometimes, like I said, like the rehab assignments, like for us, like in South Bend, a lot of it is like rehab assignments because we are so close to Chicago. Like we're the closest affiliate, an hour and a half.
Right.
You know. And the travel, like Midwest League, they can fly to Chicago or anywhere close they need to. A lot of it for us is the rehab assignments. They'll come to us for, like pitchers, they'll pitch, depending, they might make like one or two starts in like the 2 weeks, see where they're at, and then, you know, all right, go back to Chicago. Or, you know, it could be a AAA guy or AA guy. Well, AA can't because the rule is you can only rehab two levels lower. So
we get
Chicago or AAA can come to us, but then, you know, AA has to go to like Myrtle Beach and then, you know, keep working the way down. A lot of it is like rehab starts for us, you know, play for a week with us and then, oh, like you're good, like go back to Chicago.
How big is the rehab staff at South Bend?
Do you have? So the medical staff for us, like I said, there's two ATs for us. So it's me and Maggie, we're the two ATs there. And then we also have a strength and conditioning person and we have like a performance coach as well.
Okay.
So there's us four, I mean, everyone together, we all work together, the coaches, hitting coaches, pitching coaches. They're all working together. Everyone's doing what they're doing, you know, we're all intertwined with ideas and thoughts.
Yeah.
That's our team that we have. There's no we're not like a designated like rehab spot for us. Like we rehab, but Arizona, like all the teams in Arizona and Florida, like I think the Tigers are in Florida.
Yes, Lakeland.
Yep. A lot of their like the rehab, those are designated rehab spots, like, you know, guy goes down long term, that's where they're gonna go for rehab. They'll rehab them up, and then when they're ready to start throwing again, then they'll be like, all right, like go to single A, make a start, and then go to high A, make a start, and then
all right.
It's a process. It's a long process. Yeah.
Break?
Yeah, we'll take a quick break here. We're on the what show are we on? I forgot where we're at.
We're on the sports show.
We're on the swap shop, yeah.
Oh, and we have it's a dual show right now.
906-932-5999. Give us a call. It's a swap shop sponsored by Avante Home Care. We're talking with Dylan Makula and also Rod Halverson this morning, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes to continue our conversation. Classic Country 92.3 WJMS AM 590. Joe Rimkus along with Dylan Makula, Rod Halverson. We're here talking some sports, and also it's the Swap Shop. We got about 3 minutes left. 906-932-5999 is the number to call. Sponsored by Avante Home Care. All right, Rod.
Well, Joe, you know what? Let
me turn on your mic. Start over.
My medical experience in baseball.
What? Oh boy.
When the season started, the Brewers pitcher, they call him the Miz, right?
Yeah.
105 mile an hour fastball, consistently over 100 miles.
Yeah, 100.
And I said back in April and early May, I said, watch. Watch how long he lasts. He's not going to last the whole season. He's already missing starts now.
Yeah.
See?
You're wise beyond your years.
Oh, my gosh. I could see it coming.
Yeah.
Just from talking to Dylan over the years, some of that medical knowledge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just the medical... Tharthis.
That's a big word.
Yeah. I can't even spit it out.
But you're talking about injuries and all that. One thing about baseball, because there's so many levels of baseball.
There's a lot.
These guys are never. You can make the pros, but you may be gone the next day.
Yeah, that's the thing. Might be gone the next day.
You might start for the Cubs on third base, and the next day you're dropped down to what's the next level down? Arizona,
you
said?
Yeah, right below Cubs, you could go to like AAA Iowa, or you could go to Knoxville, or you could be in South Bend or Myrtle Beach or Arizona, or Dominican's International. So that one's
But it's got to be so hard for those guys. Some of these guys are in the minor leagues for years, waiting for that chance.
Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah, there's a couple in the system and stuff that have been there for like 3 or 4 years and. Like I said, you could be called up to AA or AAA 1 week, and then before you know it, you're on a plane back to AA or Single A where you were two weeks ago.
So you're these guys in South Bend. You're getting close to them. You know them all. Yep. They love baseball, right?
Do.
They're playing for a reason. Yep.
That's right.
Whether they get called up or not, they're just content with where they are right now, aren't they?
I mean, content. Like they're content with it. Like they like it, but at the end of the day, like I said, they've been playing baseball their whole life. They got drafted. They got signed by us. At the end of the day, they do want to be at the top. They want to be in Chicago. Like, we got to go to Wrigley Field beginning of May, end of May, something like that. And just, like, that's their goal, their dream. They want to be in Chicago. That's what they want to work for. Like I said, you know, being healthy, single A, high A baseball, Arizona, everyone's good. Like, there's players that are, you know, really good. There's players that are good. Everyone's good, though, in some form. So, I mean, like you said, It's a long path. There's so many levels, and like I said, you might be good in high A or single A, but that doesn't mean you can do the same stuff in double A or triple A. Depends.
Did you see the picture of the Cub sign welcoming the minors football? Go give it minors football.
I did. I think you sent me that. I did see that.
I thought maybe you were there that day.
No, I wasn't there that day. We were there. I think we were there like the week before that.
Yeah, they went down. They went down to a football camp at Michigan State, and they came through Chicago, and they went to the game. And I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to do it for the Swap Shop here on WJMS, and we'll continue with our conversation with Dylan and Rod. So, So Dylan, you enjoy baseball. What's your other passion?
Baseball's the big one, but I mean, I do like to golf a lot. Yeah, I do like to golf. I like sports cards too, sports cards and shoes. But no, I'm a big golfer. I mean, especially in baseball, like, because we have Mondays off. Like, Mondays are designated off day. A lot of us players, we go on the golf course and, you know, hit up 18 holes. But it's a good way to pass the time, golf.
Yeah. Is South Bend big? Like, I was there once. Not for a football game. I was there once on my way to D.C., and we stopped in South Bend to get gasoline.
Were you lost there?
No, it was a straight. Actually, I did make a wrong turn, but... That's a different story.
You heard about his Cleveland trip?
Uh-uh.
Or not his Cleveland, Maryland.
Lost.
Wow. Yeah, he was driving around Maryland for like half a day.
GPS is, that's a bad thing.
GPS, yeah, that's true.
So, it's all been big.
You know, honestly, like I said, the only place I really go there, like I said, I go to the field, I go by South Bend, and then I go to a town that's like 10 minutes east of there, like Mishawaka. I could be saying that totally wrong. But, I mean, the only thing I really know in South Bend is Notre Dame, like... I don't know. I haven't really explored it much, to be honest.
I think the campus is right off the freeway, right up.
Yeah, I would say it's like 80? Right there. Yeah, you get off like the toll road or whatever it's called, and then you just take a left turn and you see the Notre Dame non-conference football stadium. You know.
So how far is it?
I like how you threw that in there. That was good.
So where's the baseball field? in relation to the stadium?
Ours or Notre Dame's? Ours.
Yours.
Our field is like 5 minutes from the campus.
Okay.
Because you have like Notre Dame. Like Notre Dame's like a designated place. Like Notre Dame's on the map as Notre Dame.
That's weird. Yeah. You say right because it'll say Notre Dame, Indiana.
Yeah, it's totally like even on a map. You go to a store and get a map. It will say Notre Dame. Like it's. And then you have South Bend. You have like the uptown part of South Bend, and then you have the downtown part. We're in the downtown part.
Okay.
So we're like 5 minutes from Notre Dame, but it's two different areas. Yeah.
Yeah, it is weird how they do that. Yeah. Notre Dame, Indiana. Yeah, I did get lost in Notre Dame. We stopped for gas. I knew I was going south to the gas station. When I came out of the gas station, I continued going south.
In your defense, sometimes pulling out of those gas stations, you can get turned around.
Yes. Yes. And I realized I should have gone north.
Yeah. You got to take the same exit out that you pull into.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
It was...
has nothing to do with your driving skills.
Well, right. I was confused.
So, question for you. You played for Marty's when you were 16?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And how long are you in town?
I'm in town. I fly out of Ironwood on Friday afternoon.
Oh, he's going to miss Marty's concert on Saturday.
We could use another drummer.
I leave Friday, though.
Oh, well, call the Cubs and tell them.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I could take more days. I have some days, so I could if I need to.
You want Rod to make the phone call?
Yeah, put me on standby. Put me on deck.
We'll call the Cubs and have him let the Cubs know he's been reassigned.
Just for the day.
Just for the day.
Designated they play for assignment. Designated
yeah. Yes, for assignment. Designated for there assignment. I like that.
There we go.
See ya. But so how many years did you play for Marty's then?
2016 to...
Two, three?
No, it was more than that, wasn't it? I feel like because, junior, like sophomore year, junior, senior year, and then had to be one more year in college.
Oh, that's right, because you were going to Gibbick.
And
yeah.
then when that's I went right. to Northern my first year, I was like back and forth. It's like 4 years?
Might have been.
Four, maybe?
All these years run together.
I'm losing track of time. I don't even know what day it is today.
I know. It's
Well, you're on vacation. You don't need to know.
Yeah, my mind's not there right now. That's my excuse this time.
Yeah. So that's neat. So that's where you guys met. Yeah. Marty's.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Changed your life.
That's right.
He changes my life.
Get to banter about the Notre Dame Fighting Irish and the Yankees and the Canadians. And
he hates every team I go for.
Well, Packers. Who doesn't?
Well, I know.
You have a whole list here.
Besides the Packers. I'm sorry, I'm a Packer.
We agree on the Cardinals. We're both Cardinal graduates.
Yeah. We can't disagree there, but.
Yes.
The Canadians and the.
Everybody heard the story about how Rod liked the Montreal Canadiens because he drove through Montreal, Wisconsin.
Yes, I thought that's
the suburb of Guile.
I thought Rose Wreath was the arena.
That's right, you did.
I thought that was thought that's where the hockey team played. I thought, cool.
Marissa texted me and she wanted me to ask you a question since you're a trainer and stuff.
Yeah.
I was lifting a fridge the other day.
Oh boy. It's my all-star break.
And I just pop the rib here. And, she hates my whining. So she said, ask this guy. He goes, he got to know. No. How about your pickle? Rod was saying before the show, too. He goes, talking about his
pickleball shoulder.
Yeah.
Pickleball shoulder.
Yeah.
It's like rotator cuff issues.
Oh, rotator.
Yeah. Because you're doing this a lot,
It's all overhead,
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
He hits a wiffle ball.
And my pickleball opponents don't. I don't get no sympathy.
Well, I wouldn't either when you're a Yankees fan.
Well, they didn't know that until...
Yeah, well...
No, they
I'm
all
sure
know
there's
that.
Not going to be any mercy taken on
yes.
that.
Yes. So...
So...
So,
Rod's trying to change the subject real quick.
Yeah. Real quickly.
Yeah. Come on, Rod. You got something that's smoking in that head of yours.
I know your dream then is to eventually get on... with Chicago.
Yeah, I do want to be at the top. Yep.
South Bend is the third. It doesn't matter where South Bend team is in the rank. Like, so you got the Cubs first.
Yep.
Arizona is the second team. How does that work?
So we'll go bottom to top. Bottom to top, like I said, it's the Dominican, which is international. Like Dominican and Arizona are kind of the same thing.
Okay.
Just Arizona's in the States. DR is international. Those are the two. Then there's Myrtle Beach Pelicans. So that's our A-ball affiliate. Then there's South Bend, where I'm at, which is the high affiliate. Then there's Knoxville, Tennessee, the Knoxville Smokies. They're AA. And then we have the Iowa Cubs, which is AAA. And then you have Wrigley Field, the Chicago Cubs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So A, AA, AAA, majors.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that would say you're in South Bend this year. Maybe next year you're in Chicago. I know that's a dream.
That'd be pushing it. But I would say maybe like A-ball, you know, maybe like Knoxville. There's Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, one of those two.
I think we got to keep you in South Bend for a while. You know, just...
Oh, yeah, I got to stay there for a Duke basketball game when they go to Notre Dame and win by 50. So I do have to be there for that. See another Cam Boozer 30 performance at halftime.
Yeah, Cam Boozer, good ball player.
Cooper Flagg.
Who'd he go to?
Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Flagg was another... I mean, that guy's a stud.
Oh,
I mean,
man. Mavericks, yeah, he's...
He's crazy. I was watching him play, you know, and I'm not a Duke fan by no means because I'm a Michigan fan, so you kind of have that. But
got a natty this year. So
but you still got to respect a player like Cooper Flagg. I think that guy is just... I don't know.
He was crazy. He was a high schooler playing in college.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what he did was, I mean, granted, we didn't win the natty, but...
Yeah, it was nice to see Michigan. Then we got rid of our coach. Let's
two of the Mavericks.
Yeah.
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 Gets to coach up Cooper Flagg.
Yeah. And this May's a great coach.
Yeah, he is. He is.
You got the win in that one. That was definitely a win for Dallas to get May being a coach. I was very sad to see him go. So two things hit me. Giannis, May went like a week before Giannis went, and then all of a sudden Bobby Portis is gone, and I had to be consoled for like a week, 2 weeks. I still cry a little bit at night.
Giannis trade got to me.
Yeah, it gets a little emotional because you follow these guys.
Yeah.
And I'm okay. Rod, take over. You're probably crying because your Yankees are going to go on a 9-game losing streak again.
Back to Notre Dame.
Oh, here we go.
So Marcus Freeman, coach of the Irish, he's been at...
Yeah, he goes...
He's a pretty consistent fan, right?
Yeah, he goes to... Yeah, him and... I think when he was first there, I wasn't down there yet because I was just getting ready to like move in and stuff. Him and like a few of the players, they have like signings and stuff there on like the concourse. But yeah, they go to... I mean, I'm sure now with like the football season starting to ramp up and, you know, they have their camps and, you know, I'm sure it'll be less there, but...
Right.
Less there, but...
Yeah. But you're starting to see some important people in the world.
Yeah. That's right.
So, you work in baseball mainly.
Yes.
Do you ever, in the off season? I mean, or do you have an off season? I guess. And if you do any of the other like teams locally try to get a hold of you to help them out a little bit or anything? I mean, is there some of that stuff happening?
Right now, like honestly, I don't have an answer for that because, like I said, I was in school for the past 6 years straight, so I haven't really had a break yet. But like I said, right now, you know, end of September, see how far we go in playoffs. That goes till, you know, middle or end of September, give or take. And then we'll have the off season, and then in October again, October, November, that's when like teams can start reaching back out to me. You know, the Cubs maybe they'll offer me back something. You know, like maybe Arizona or Myrtle Beach or whatever that may be, or you know, maybe the Mets or someone will be like, hey, like we want you for like an Arizona role or a Florida role, whatever their complex is at.
But that would be for next year, right?
For next year,
like
yeah.
From so we have October like to like October, January.
January, that's off season time.
You're off.
Yep.
Well, and I guess. Staying with the Cubs organization, but also going over to, like, say, since you're in South Bend, maybe working for the Irish a little bit, you know, doing something, you know, do they do that kind of stuff? I mean, where they pull up?
Typically for, like, college like that, it doesn't because, like, the college has their designated staff. You
okay.
know, they'll hire, like, their off time or, like, summertime, then bring them on board.
If that does happen, could I carry the medical bag with you?
Yeah, you'll be on the sidelines chatting up the quarterback.
Well, he didn't say he was going to take the job, just so
you
know.
I heard Duke was calling me, though.
Yeah.
I might have to go there.
Medical bag. They don't even carry a medical bag. Everything's sitting there for him. It's not in 1946 when you were...
He'll be chatting up the quarterback. I'll need some, and he'll be talking to him. What's his name?
Yeah.
What's the quarterback? Carr now? Is that his name?
Yes.
He'll be talking to the quarterback.
Yeah.
Hey, Rod, I need something.
Yeah. 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 This guy needs... Yeah.
The guy's on the field, and you're chatting up the QB about a pick. Not a touchdown, interception.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So. Talk about being teamed up on.
Well,
holy
we
smokes.
Hate the teams that you like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that simple.
It's
easy, you know?
Yeah.
I just thought if you need help hauling in something to the Notre Dame game, I would give you a hand.
Well, you can park his car and make sandwiches for him. And
I want to get on the field. I want to be like Rudy.
Rudy.
I will say that stadium though, and that field, it does look super nice.
Yeah,
it looks. I mean, I haven't been. I don't think I've been to any college football games.
But, no.
I mean, like D1, you know, Power Fives, or you know, Notre Dame. Like, I haven't been to any of those. But it looks, just from like the outside and stuff, I mean, it looks.
I had a chance to go to a Notre Dame-Michigan game years ago. One of the players from Michigan was good friends with my niece, Bobby Joe. And he had players from Michigan get two tickets. His parents weren't going to go. And he asked my niece if he's got two tickets. My niece knew that I was a Notre Dame fan. Game was in Notre Dame. But I just got back on a long trip from South Carolina. Just like it was like a week later. And I thought, I'm
a
not
week.
But I passed it up. I probably shouldn't have.
Sorry, all you Irish listeners. If any of you guys hear this sob story, I would have packed and went the day.
Well,
me too.
It was a tough one to turn down. I got back like on a Wednesday, and the game was Saturday.
You drove around Maryland for a month.
Well, I know, but
I tell you,
missed the Notre Dame game
against Michigan.
I mean, that's like a top game.
I know.
Who won that game?
The downfall. Here's the downfall.
Who won that game?
The tickets were in the Michigan fan section.
Well, that would have been terrible.
I would have had to just sit there and watch.
Who won the game?
I don't remember. I don't remember what year that was. 2017, maybe? 2018? I'll have to look it up. But Will Campbell was the player from Michigan.
All right.
Not that that matters now, but...
Well, it doesn't. Well, it is getting close to the top of the hour. Any last thoughts, Rob?
No, Dylan, I'm so proud of you. I really am.
Thank you.
You know, I met you when you were 16 years old and just been hearing this story and stuff like that. And I'm just happy for you and hope good things come from that. And
thank you. Like I said, I'm glad to have you along for it. So it's a journey. It's just starting. And
yeah,
like I said, maybe, staying with the Cubs now, but.
Yeah.
Like the Cubs, but Yankees will, you know.
But if they
see
call,
what the future brings.
Yeah, you never know. You never know what the future brings.
You never know. You never know. So. Yeah.
No, you just keep working hard like you
that's
did
right.
to get where you're at now, and that's a huge achievement
that's
on
right.
its own. So,
thank you.
We really appreciate you coming in today and taking time out of your day. We know you got a lot of family probably visiting
that's
and
right.
stuff yep. going on. And
I do want to say,
here we go.
One thing, I did send a group text out to the Golden Airs. I don't know how many are listening to this, guys. I told them all the thing that we're going to be talking to you. I think a lot of those guys are proud of you, too.
Thank you.
You. Once you're in Golden Airs, you're always a Golden
Air.
So
right.
it's a
right.
band of brothers, as we call it.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
right. definitely.
So I'm sure they're all
it's great.
Well, they're all pulling for you, too.
Thank
yeah.
you. So, yeah, thank you guys for having me. Like I said, anytime when I come back, you know, anytime.
Give me a call.
Always
yeah.
Always.
Yeah, definitely.
Always
we'll have you on anytime.
Right.
Very interesting conversation. Like I said, you know, right. I mean, it's a great achievement that you did, and so we're happy to have you on, and good luck in the future with everything else.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is it, I was looking forward to this one as soon as I heard he was coming home, so really glad.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're listening to 92.3 Classic Country WJMS. That was Dylan Makala, Rod Halverson. Top of the hour, time for news on WJMS.
Hey, good job.
92.3 FM and 590 AM WJMS Ironwood. Classic country for the Go Gibbick Range. Streaming live on the Civic Media app.